Hello, welcome to Z Humor Show. I hope you're doing great. I hope you're doing lovely. My name is Humor Ruth and I host this show. If it's not going well for you, I pray that the Lord sees you through each and everything that you're going through. And always remember Romans chapter 8 verse 28. It says, "For all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose." So trust him and it's going to get better. It only gets better from here. I hope you're doing good. Welcome to today's episode. Today's episode, I just wanted to talk about something that I love. Two things that I love. I love Uganda and I love shopping. Shopping is one of my favorite things to do when I have good money on me. So I thought, why not make an episode on shopping in Kampala, Uganda? Sit back, relax, and let's go shopping. Wow, I love shopping. I love Kampala and I love shopping. So, but there's two different ways to shop in Kampala. You can shop in the center of the city. That's kind of like uptown shopping. And then you can go downtown shopping. That's in the more populated areas of the city where you can shop. I would call the uptown shopping kind of like luxury shopping because that's why you shop things at higher prices and not everybody may be able to afford to shop from there. And it's kind of influenced by the Western style of shopping because you can see all these shopping centers that you find in the uptown shopping areas. I'm going to call it uptown shopping areas, but I don't think they call it that. You have this more, it's all made up of modern and Western shops existing in things like complexes or malls. So you'd have malls like Garden City Mall, Oasis Mall, Forest Mall, Lugogo, Village Mall, Nakumat, and so many different malls here in Kampala. And these malls are usually designed for the richer Ugandans and foreign visitors. It's like a one-stop shopping center for everybody who has that extra money to spend, or foreign visitors, because you're going to find things way pricier there. And it's even the place you're going to find foreign brands in, like original products from foreign brands, you're going to find them there. If you're looking for Tom Ford glasses, go to Akasha Mall. If you're looking for Marc Jacobs, go to Akasha Mall. You're going to find all those high-end brands in there. If you're looking for good quality African pieces and expensive pieces, go to Bold in Africa, a store located at Akasha Mall. I just have to say, you guys are amazing. They sponsored my very first makeup masterclass. So you find all those interesting high-end products in that kind of shopping mall. And I love the atmosphere there. It's very different from shopping in downtown Kampala. When you go to downtown Kampala, there's like, I want to say there's like a million people, honestly, because there's lots of people. It's very crowded. There's lots of people touching you, calling you, and all that. But if you went to like a mall, a Western kind of mall here in Kampala, you're going to find it a bit spacious. Nobody's calling you or tugging at you. It's just the signposts from the shops that are screaming your name. You know what I'm saying? If you compared shopping in uptown to downtown, you'd find huge differences. If you go, like I was saying, when you're shopping in these big malls, nobody's going to shout at you like, sister, jangu gulengoe. I mean, sister, come and buy clothes. But the big signposts are going to draw you in. The beautiful designs in the shops, the beautiful showcases in the windows, those are the ones that are going to call you. And my mom likes to tell me that, Ruth, when you find things pricier, maybe say in a mall, it's because you're paying for that, you know, that air conditioning, that special customer service that you get, all those things that you wouldn't find in downtown, you're paying for them there. Because when you go, let me give you an example. If you went to get your glasses at a mall, you're going to find them, maybe see a glass, you find a pair of frames. Your frames could be like $100, $150, and then you'd find such a kind of replica of those frames downtown in Kampala, and you find them like at $20, $10. Of course, we don't use dollars here, but I'm just using dollars for a universal audience and all that. But you find it a bit pricier in the malls and then cheaper in downtown Kampala. And it's the malls are always a mix of supermarkets, fashion houses, telecom shops, bookstores, skin and eye care clinics, a lot of things. You can find a lot of things within one mall. But the thing is, when it comes to downtown, you find more things within an area. When you're shopping in downtown, there are malls, but they're not malls like uptown. And it's more congested and crowdy compared to the uptown shopping. So I want to center my focus on shopping downtown. So let's go to downtown. So when it comes to downtown, I usually go there because if I'm shopping from my own pocket, I'm more probably going to afford this kind of stuff from downtown. And I'll tell you something. One thing I love about downtown is that you can find more things there in one area compared to uptown. And the way downtown Kampala is organized is like this. You find I'm sorry, did I say tailors? You find tailors in one area, that would be like Chiembe. Then you find stationery in one area, that would be like Nasa Road. Then you find people who do makeup and hair in one area, that would be Gazaland. And then you find people who do clothes and everything, that would be Park and Kade Mall and Chikampasa. So you have everything in one place. You have a variety in one place, but the quality may be a little bit very depreciated. Whereas when you look at Uptown, you have one mall with just like one big supermarket, maybe ShopRite, and then leave alone the supermarket. Then you have skincare clinics, eye clinics, and all that, just one from each brand. But when you go to downtown, honey, you got a variety. And I will say this, there's a lot of duplicates in downtown, but some of those duplicates are good. For example, you find a duplicate of a dress that maybe you saw on a runway and you find it downtown. It takes a lot of work to get to that perfect dress, but once you get it, you can never ever let go. You can find beautiful clothes there, nice clothes there at a relatively cheaper price, but if it will require more work for you to find that perfect dress. You really need to have to go through that specific clothes market and look around and pick out the perfect dress. And while you're doing that, I think this is when the disadvantages come in. You get a lot of people touching you. I think a lot of Ugandans, we're used to touching each other, which is not something bad. I think that makes us very hospitable and kind. But people in downtown are very, very touchy. You can just be standing and somebody touches you and say, sister, come here. Sister, go there. Mami jangu wan. Mami jangeri. Like, it's so touchy. That makes it very uncomfortable. And let me even share with you a clip of let me share with you an audio of Patricia explaining her experience downtown. One of her favorite experiences downtown and the not so fun experiences in downtown.
Hi Zihimura, this is Patricia here. Have I been to downtown, and what has been my best experience or my saddest experience? Yes, definitely I've been to downtown. You say Ugandan who hasn't been there, but yes, I have been to downtown. My best experience, I think that was about 2 years ago. I had a wedding and I didn't have a lot of money to go to the fancy shops, you know, but I needed to look good. You know, I mean, it's a wedding, so I have to look good. So my friend, I'm not really good at shopping. Actually, I hate shopping. So I told my friend my dilemma. She's like, don't worry, I know a place where we can go to. So we went down to downtown. She had a guy, you know, those guys who, for some reason, I don't even know, I think they just have style in their blood, and he picked the perfect dress for me. I looked hot. Yep, I looked hot. I can say that even again. I looked hot. Well, the second one, my saddest experience in downtown. I don't think I've actually had a sad experience per se. I don't like the men touching me and saying, sister, sister. I'm like, ugh. You know, I like my space. I don't want people familiarizing me, touching me and all that. So I kind of have to organize myself, you know, get into that mental state every time I'm going down. So I think it's not really a sad experience. It's just getting to the right mindset. But otherwise, DT is great. They have nice clothes. They're cheap. They're beautiful. If you find a guy who knows how to pick up stuff, you're in good things. And things are even now better. You call the guy and he delivers it to your place. So you don't even have to go to downtown. Yeah. Well, I guess that's it.
Thank you, Patricia. That was Patricia, a blogger from Kampala, Uganda, sharing her experience of shopping downtown. Like I said, you can find very nice products downtown. You can find good hairstylists downtown. You can find good dresses downtown, good shoes downtown, good hats downtown, literally anything, food downtown, material downtown. It's very good. But what gets hard about it is the touchiness of the people. A lot of people are touching you. And if you're not used to that, you can find it very offensive and you may stand and start insulting somebody. But if you start quarreling at somebody, everybody else who works with them is going to gang up against you and quarrel against you, because it's kind of their culture to touch a lot. Although I should say, sometimes that touching can cross over into sexual harassment. I just have to say that. And one time I was seated in the taxi park, because the taxi park is right in the center of downtown. So I told you, in downtown you have everything. You even have transportation stages and stations right in there. So one time I was sitting in a taxi and I saw a signpost that says stop sexual harassment, report sexual harassment and all that, just in the middle of the of the taxi park in downtown. And I was like, number one, I love the advert. But the problem is, it's in English. Most of the people downtown in downtown Kampala are speaking Lugana. Nobody reaches and says, sister, come and buy a dress. I can get you this. Everybody's like, sister, jangu wech tete. Sister, onyiria. This and this. It was in English. Number two, I found it very ironic because right next to that signboard, you just pass by it and a man is going to insult you, harass you right there and then. So I just don't like that part when people harass you and all that. It's really, really not cool. And the other thing about downtown is a lot of duplicates. I really don't mind wearing a fake designer cloth. I really don't mind wearing a fake designer bag. But when it comes to makeup, I think that's too much. Now, when it comes to makeup, here's my story. Back in 2016, I had just finished high school. And I loved makeup, so I started selling makeup. Now, I was naive. I used to go downtown, buy makeup products, Kylie Jenner, Huda Beauty, and then sell them at a higher price to my friends from high school and all that. I was making good money off it. I was doing well. But I came to realize, because there was a time I used to buy, like, let me say, a Kylie Jenner lip kit. I'd buy it at maybe, say, 3,000, 5,000. That's about $1 or $2 maximum, and then I would sell it for like $5 or $6. But then when I thought about it, I was like, but how does she benefit if I'm buying this lipstick at this lip kit from Kylie Jenner at $1? Where are the taxes that were imposed on when it was coming to the country? How does Kylie benefit from it? At first, I used to tell myself maybe it's just a donation from her company to, you know, to the country and all that. And with time, I used to sell them. Then sometimes I would try them on, and my lips, you know, I've seen campaigns being done about bad makeup, fake makeup products, the effects that they can have on you. And I tried those lip kits before, and sometimes my lips would get stuck. Actually, we'll never forget this moment. One of my friends, I don't want to say her name, but I told her, she would buy lipsticks from downtown. And, you know, there's a time she gave me a lipstick from downtown. I told her, why are you buying this product from downtown? Because I know it's fake. And then she was like, no, it works really well. Let me put it on your lips because we're going to take selfies there and then. So she put this very nice dark burgundy lipstick on my lips. I'm pretty sure it was from Kylie Cosmetics. They duplicate that brand a lot. And when I put it on my lips couldn't, like, move. They were stuck. They were glued together. And I loved what she said. She said, wow, it's working. It doesn't even move. Meaning that in her mind, when it comes to matte lipsticks, if the matte lipstick doesn't move, if it doesn't budge, if it sticks to your skin like a super glue, that's the best matte lipstick you ever find. And I was so confused because she was so happy that the lipstick was stuck on my lips and my lips were glued together. And she was like, just pull them apart. It's going to stay on there forever. And that made her happy. And I was like, are we just ignorant of these things? Can we just put two and two together and all that? But it's such a huge, when it comes to makeup, because I love makeup. I love makeup a lot. I love makeup and hair, and I do that a lot. But I stopped selling makeup from downtown a long time ago. It's been 2 years of being free and sober from that. And then, you know, a lot of people survive on selling their makeup. If you look, there's an entire mall, Gazaland, literally. Everybody sells a fake product there. So in my head, I was like, can we work together and eradicate selling the duplicate products and all that? But you just can't. But then again, I put myself in their shoes. I thought about it when I put myself in their shoes. There's a woman. You find a person selling makeup and she tells you, I'm a mother of four children. The husband ran away. This is how I survive. So, and in my head, I thought, if you brought a team of people here, if maybe, say, the government authorities came in and stepped in, because I saw a documentary on Netflix with Makeup Geek and all that, and there was a team, I think, from LAPD that went to, I don't know, some place in LA where they sell those duplicate products, and they would raid the stores and eradicate all the duplicate products. And I thought, if somebody did that here, the problem is, one thing I really feel bad about is that mother would lose her job. And how would she take care of her children? How would she feed her children? How would she pay her rent? How would she pay her tuition and all that? And I think something needs to be done about those fake products, because those are products that get onto our skin. Those are products that get onto our faces. And nobody ever talks about how fake they are and how many people are buying them. Everybody's just obsessed with them. And it's alarming. But then again, you just can't walk in there and say, okay, we're going to just eradicate everybody selling lipstick from here. We're going to take all your products and all that. A solution needs to be done for them. They need to find another source of employment, because once they become unemployed, then something bad is going to happen, because nothing good really comes out of unemployment. It's the benefits of unemployment are just few, and you just have to put yourself in the mother's shoes. So I've been on a rampage. Sometimes I talk to people, I tell them, please stop buying fake lipsticks, please stop, especially if they're matte and they stick like super glue. Run, sis, run from them. Anyway, so that's some of the, that's one of the disadvantages of shopping in downtown. You're going to find very duplicate products that people are praising. And then another thing is that whenever you move in downtown Kampala, this is another topic of its own. When somebody sees you with your natural hair out, they assume that you need help. So they're going to say, call you, Sister Kavid, Sister, even if you're just moving around the taxi park, even if you're just casually moving through, the moment, if you're just black and somebody sees you with your natural hair out, it's an assumption. You need to have it plaited, or you've come to, I don't know whether they come from the point that your natural hair is not supposed to be out, or whether they come from the point, I need money and you probably need my solution. If they're coming from the point that your natural hair is supposed to be out, is not supposed to be out, I think that's really wrong. The fact that somebody could leave. But then again, that's like a topic for another day. I've even brought bloggers on my podcast to talk about like why it's not wrong to have your natural hair out. Anyway, moving on. The other thing that, one of the other things that I would love about downtown is bargaining. You can bargain. If you know how to bargain, if you know how to be persuasive, you're going to get a product at half its price. But if you don't know how to do that, you're going to get a product at twice its price. Because sometimes sellers will sell to you a product based on what you look like. If you come to a stall and to them you look a bit wealthier and rich and you look like you could part with extra money, they're going to charge you higher. But if you look like you're really struggling, they may chase you away kindly, or they may, you know, they may bargain for you on your behalf and, you know, make it easier for you and all that. But overall, I mean, I just love Kampala. I love Kampala. There's a lot of drama that happens there. You can make friends. Like Patricia was telling us in the clip that we just played a few minutes back, how you can make friends in downtown Kampala. If you find that one guy who sells you dresses, who sells you nice dresses, you can get his contact. And whenever he delivers dresses to his stall, you're the first person he calls. It's kind of like a newsletter, but he calls you and sends your mobile, a text message on your mobile. So I don't even know if they could get into that whole idea. So every time he gets new clothes, he's going to call you if he gets your number. So you can make friends from there, you can meet people from there, and you can kind of learn the Ugandan way of doing things and Ugandan culture of doing things. It's a very busy place, it's a very crowded place, but right now it's been on a bit of a lockdown because of the COVID pandemic, and so shopping is not the same as it was before. Here's a clip from Lynn explaining.
So this time it was in March, before we had the total lockdown, but we had more of the buzz, the talk about COVID had already started. So I was already doing the mask thing. So this one day I'm like, yo, I need to go downtown to get some things. I don't know, I think I was getting jeans and then accessories. So I mask up and then I go downtown. My goodness, what I found. Now, first of all, whenever I would move, it was like the Red Sea was parting, because no one wanted to like bump into me. No one wanted to be in my space because I had a mask on. They're like, what's wrong with this chick? Is she sick? It wasn't a thing to wear masks then. Then I got a little bit of antagonism. When I reached, there's a particular point when you're walking around Gaza land and whatnot, that cut street in the middle. I reached a point and this guy, like someone like kind comes in front of me and just sneezes. He was just like, "Achie!" And then I was just like, I didn't know he wanted a reaction from me, or like to push back or to step back. But then I just looked at him and I was just, I thank God that I had a mask on, because I was like, that's so nasty, dude. Like, what's up? So yeah, I continued moving.
That was Lynn sharing her experience about shopping in downtown just right before the full lockdown happened to Uganda. And I'm sorry the clip got cut off. There was a technical issue. But basically what she was saying is that when she wore a mask and went downtown, people didn't take her seriously because they were like, oh, the disease is not in Uganda, it's not going to affect anyone. So it was kind of, they were kind of making fun of her for wearing a mask, which I think is not the right thing to do. I think we should take all the necessary precautions and follow all the measures that our governments have been have given unto us in order to be able to kind of go through this COVID pandemic without a hiccup and all that, which may be impossible, but all that. But anyway, thanks for listening in. I hope this was a good guide to what it's like shopping in downtown Kampala. If you ever come to Uganda, just make sure you pass by downtown Kampala. I mean, Chikubo, Chiembe, Chisenyi, Owino Market. I've never been to Owino, but that's one of the biggest shopping centers in downtown. It's very big and very huge. I haven't talked about theft in downtown, but that happens a lot because there's so much crowding and you're literally body to body with other, not body to body really, but literally almost body to body with other people. So it's easy for somebody to touch your bag and pick and take anything that they would like. So you've got to be really, really, really careful. But make time and pass by. It's an interesting place to be. You get to make friends. You get to meet new people. You get to hear perspectives on things that you didn't even, you know, think about. You get... It's very nice the way the sellers proposition you. Is it proposition when they're trying to make you buy something? It's very interesting because they'll be like, okolaba kano sister kankubulira katetei. I don't know if you guys understand Luganda. Nolaba kano ka blouse ka stretching ya kanyirira kagena kujayo skin color onyirire osuke. That's what I just said. I don't know if it would sound the same in English, but it's like somebody would find you like, sister, look at this blouse. It's so beautiful. It's going to make your skin glow. It's just going to, you know, bring out your body and all that. They have the sweetest words to say to you. And I'll tell you something. If you buy that exact cloth without, you know, haphazardly trying to get one there and there, you don't have to strip down, but you know, put your hands through and see whether it fits you. You're going to reach home and it's a size or two smaller. I don't know why. But anyway, that's it from me today. I hope you had a lovely time. I hope you had a good time. And that's the end of today's podcast. I'd love to get in touch with you. If you'd like, you can send me a text message on +256 778 96503. Or let's connect on social media. On Instagram, my handle is @Humura_Ruth. Humura is spelled as H-U-M-U-R-A. My blog, zhumura.wordpress.com. That's spelled as Z-E-E-H-U-M-U-R-A. Facebook, zhumura. Twitter, @HumuraRuth. Bye-bye.